Number 65, what's going on everyone? I just got out of the gym. The sun is not even coming out yet. So I did some chest with back abs and finish up on the incline walk at 25% incline. I think 25.5 with a 2 mile per hour walk. And it really hit the calf's muscle. So I like it, but it's a bit chilly out. I can deal with the cold. It's just the heat, man, and I'm not looking forward to summertime because the humidity and, oh man, it's just fucking uncomfortable in Texas. And today's subject is progress, and I know a lot of people don't take into account of progress because they're so used to doing the normal of going to their 9-to-5 job, coming home, watching Netflix, eating dinner, and, you know, doing the same thing the next day. So, but progress is, to me, I can be a little hard on myself because I know what it's like not to have anything. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there that when they was growing up, they were poor, you know, fucking eating ramen noodles, egg sandwiches and shit like that. I was making this, how goes to show you how much of my childhood I remember. I was making fucking French toast and didn't even fucking know it. I didn't even know what French toast was. So I would fucking toast the bread, get out of the toaster, put butter, put some sugar, cinnamon, and stuff like that. And I didn't know later on, I was like, oh, this fucking French toast, I was making this like when I was 5 years old. Like, and so it's fucking hilarious, man. Like, the things we don't know when we were children. And when we grow up and we start seeing new things, and it's just amazing. And I'm pretty sure, like, out there, there's a lot of you guys can relate to not having things when you were a child. So, and that's what pretty much drives me, man. Like, I remember we used to, like, yeah, what's it, ramen noodles, eggs, canned goods, and that was about it, man. Like, my mom, she would work. She was a single parent. She would work, and sometimes she couldn't cook because she had to be at work all day, and, you know, and so we pretty much had to fend for ourselves. And that just goes to show you, like, the type of things that are instilled in you. Even though, like, your childhood is hard, you grew up, like, seeing things on TV that, oh man, you know, see a movie about people having a feast and like, man, I want that type of food. I want, you know, live that type of lifestyle. Like, you know, shit like that. And that what pretty much drives me, man. Like, I never had that type of luxury growing up. You know, my mom, she worked her ass off, gave us the best that she could do. But at the same time, like, when you come of age, it's like, you have to, if you want something, you have to go out there and get it. And yeah, life isn't easy. It's easy for some people, but at the same time, it's because I'm pretty sure they have, like, some type of inheritance and all that shit, or privilege nowadays. So you have to go out there and get it, man. Like, progress is the most important thing to me, because it's like, people don't really see it because of, let's say, back then, people didn't have airplanes to travel in, or trains and this and that. They had boats. Like, I like to use the metaphor of, like, Vikings. You know, keep it wrong. They did do a lot of bad shit. You know, sold people and kill a lot of fucking people. But these people coming up from the north and going into these other countries by boat and just taking a chance of like dying at sea to venture out and see new lands, that is like fucking phenomenal. But nowadays, where we have all these modes of transportation, we have airplanes, we have cars, we have trains, bigger ships, not like the, you know, little rinky-dink ships Vikings used to have back then. But it goes to show you, even with all of this technology, people are still not traveling outside their hometowns. Like, they would go, I know people go to Florida once a year, family vacation, this and that. Yeah, that's cool, man. But I'm talking about like going to different states or even across the pond. English people would say across the ocean, like different countries. And a lot of people are not doing it, I guess, because a lot of people are complacent in their lives, you know. And to me, I see different pictures of different countries, you know, South Machu Picchu, you know, Peru, the Czech Republic, Thailand, Japan, Iceland, you know, all these different places. And I don't get it why people aren't as hungry or curious as the Vikings was back then, or anyone that, you know, set sail to travel and see new land. Like, we as a society are very complacent and very settling. If it's not, and that's why I always use the word hungry, because stay hungry, because like you get hungry sooner or later throughout the day. You're gonna want something to eat. So if you're not constantly hungry or wanting to do better, you need to take a look at yourself, like a reflection of, okay, something's wrong. Are you really happy with what you're doing, or are you going to continue what you're going to do till you die, you know, this and that? Because, and like I said again, like, and it's, I'm just speaking for myself. It could be different for other people, but progress is everything. And that's all there is to it. It's just, if you're not moving forward, or you're probably moving backwards, or you're at a standstill, not moving anywhere, like a rock in a pond or a rock in a river or a creek, and the water is just passing you by while you're just still. And life is too short for that. And you have to. And that's why I always say about materialistic stuff, it comes and goes. But you can't take it with you. But you can take the memories and everything else of the different places that you travel to, the people that you meet. Those are the things that I want. Like, I really want to sit down in another country and speak their native language and like just sit down and talk to people. Now that would be fucking awesome. That's something I always want to do, and that's why I know a little Japanese, and I always want to go, because I always been interested in like Japanese cars and shit like that, you know, growing up. And that would be, that's one of my dreams, to go to Japan and actually sit down, talk to, it could be like in a cafe or something like that, sit down and just talk to people. But it's just progress, man. And I don't know what else there is to say. It's just either you're hungry or you're not. I'm always hungry, and I'm always looking out to see like, okay, what can I do? How can I get to that next level? So the question you have to ask yourself is, Are you hungry? You guys have a good one. And let me know if you can comment on this. Let me know what you like to hear me talk about or discuss about later on, or your opinions. You guys have a great Sunday. Later.